Move.
Move. Move. Move. Hip-hop. Move. Il est 23h.
Hip-hop. Never stop.
Move. Hip-hop represent for life.
Sélection rap
avec Olivier Cachin.
Bonsoir, et ce soir pas d'histoire, ou plutôt beaucoup d'histoire, puisque nous allons parler du rap à texte. Alors ne partez pas en courant, on ne parle pas de rap intello, de backpacker, mais simplement d'une époque pas si lointaine et qui continue jusqu'à aujourd'hui pour certains, une époque où le rap racontait des histoires, ce qu'on appelle le storytelling. C'était avant la punchline systématique, et ça continue aussi, puisque ce que nous écouterons durant l'heure qui suit dans la sélection rap, ce sont des textes qui vont des années 80, 82 plus précisément, jusqu'à 2015, puisque nous aurons du Dr. Dre avec un texte assez émouvant. Et on commence avec un classique des années 80, le morceau qui, comment dire, qui m'a en tout cas personnellement amené à découvrir cet univers du hip-hop qui n'a cessé de prendre de l'ampleur depuis. C'était en 1982, ça s'appelle The Message, et le moins qu'on puisse dire, c'est que le texte est spectaculaire. The Message, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell. Can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room. Roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with a baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, 'cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, 'cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she can tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, 'cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing bad, stole my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, 'cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
We'll be right back.
My son said, Daddy, I don't wanna go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids smoke reefer, I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps, cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They push that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game, stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark, keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw, hear them say you want some more, living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge, I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did, got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag, spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost, you was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge, I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
What's up,
yo, what's up, buddy?
Yo.
Hey, where's Creole and Raheem at?
They upstairs cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Let's check out Junebug, man.
Hey, yo, you know that?
Et oui, les Furious Five qui arrivent à la 25e heure pour terminer ce morceau qui était en fait rappé par Melly Mel et Duke Booty. C'était The Message, un morceau extraordinaire qui illustre notre spécial storytelling pour débuter très très fort. C'était en 1982 et a-t-on fait mieux depuis? Je pose la question, mais je ne crois pas. Et on continue avec, cette fois-ci on part sur la côte ouest, plus exactement à Los Angeles, Compton South Central. C'est en 1992 que Ice Cube sort un de ses plus beaux titres. Le titre c'est It Was A Good Day. Alors l'histoire est assez simple, c'est une journée parfaite pour Ice Cube. Une journée parfaite, c'est quoi? Ben, c'est quand il joue au domino, qu'il fume la meilleure herbe, qu'il roule en voiture et que les flics ne l'arrêtent même pas alors qu'il le dépasse, qu'il baise toutes les filles qu'il veut baiser pendant la nuit. Et oui, il est comme ça, Ice Cube. It Was A Good Day sur un sample magnifique de Between the Sheets des Isley Brothers. Je crois que là encore, Ice Cube n'a jamais fait mieux. C'est un morceau formidable. Le clip se termine évidemment un petit peu mal avec les hélicoptères, mais on entend passer dans le morceau. Une belle journée, une journée signée Ice Cube, ex-NWA, qui vient de quitter le groupe.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. Another 24. I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. I
from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them booze tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching you on TV raps. What's the haps on the cracks? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of niggas and watch me break 'em with the 7-11. 7-11, 7 even backed old little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid, trying to fuck sister 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it went Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home and my pager still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Quelle belle journée à South Central LA. Ice Cube n'a même pas eu besoin de sortir son AK.
Jusqu'à minuit. Move. Sélection rap.
Avec Olivier Cachin.
Spécial storytelling, autrement dit l'excellence des textes des années 80 à nos jours, made in USA. Et cette fois-ci, on parle d'un classique qui a un peu plus de 20 ans. Vraiment un classique immarcessible. C'est l'album de Nas, Illmatic, l'album qui marque son entrée dans le rap game. C'était en 1992 et ma foi, a-t-on fait mieux depuis ? Je ne sais pas, mais en tout cas, ce qui est sûr, c'est que l'album est resté avec ses 10 morceaux comme une des bornes du rap new-yorkais des années 90. Et quel meilleur morceau pour parler de New York que New York State of Mind ? C'est Nas, et dans le genre storyteller, eh bien voilà, il est dans le top 3. Nas, à New York, State of Mind, 92.
I don't know how to start this shit.
Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See with the pen, I'm extreme. Now bullet holes left in my peak holes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out the feet froze. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplane. I keep some E and J sitting bent up in the stairway, or either on the corner betting grams with the CeeLo champs, laughing at bass heads trying to sell some broken amps. G packs get off quick forever. My niggas talk shit, reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Niggas be running through the block shooting. Time to start the revolution. Catch a body head for Houston once they caught us off guard. The Mac-10 was in the grass and I ran like a cheetah with thoughts of an assassin. Picked the Mac up, told brothers back up. The Mac spit, lead was hitting niggas. One ran, I made a backflip. Heard a few chicks scream, my arms shook. Couldn't look, gave another squeeze. Heard it click, yo, my shit is stuck. Tried to cock it, it wouldn't shoot. Now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back and saw 3 bullets caught up in the chamber. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby, and it was full of children, probably couldn't see as high as I be. It's like the game ain't the same. Got younger niggas pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Crews without guns or corners, in broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us. 4, 5,
lives and gauges. Max and facts, same niggas that catch you back to back, sketching your cracks in black. Yo, was a snitch on the block, getting niggas knocked. So hold your stash till the coke price drop. I know this crackhead who says she gotta smoke nice rock. And if it's good, you bring your customers a measuring price. But yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information keeps large niggas erasing and they wild spacing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind.
State of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
Be having dreams that I'm a gangster, drinking Moet's, holding texts, making sure the cash came correct. Then I stepped investments in stock, sewing up the box to sell rocks. Winning gunfights with mega cops, but just a nigga walking with his finger on the trigger. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a Smith and Wesson, I have niggas undressing. Thinking of cash flow, Buddha and shelter. Whenever frustrated, I'm a hijack Delta. And the PJs, my blend tape plays, bullets are strays. Young bitches is crazed, each block is like a maze full of black rats trapped. Plus the Allen is packed, from what I hear in all the stories when my peoples come back black. I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to get crack, I just max. I dream I could sit back and lamp like Capone. With drug strips on, all the legal luxury life. Rings flooded with stones, homes. I got so many rhymes, I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain it be prosperous. Though we live dangerous, cops could just arrest me, blaming us for hell like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mics, and the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau through rap slow. My rhyming is a vitamin, hell without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat breaks. Never put me in your box if your shit eats tape. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle, had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a Buddha and bitches with beepers. In the streets I could greet ya, about blunts I teach ya. Inhale deep like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times. Nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind.
State of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Je ne dors jamais, car le sommeil, c'est le cousin de la mort. Une ligne historique dont on ne se lasse jamais. Extraite de ce texte magnifique, signé Nas, New York State of Mind, extrait de son premier album Illmatic. Et puisqu'on parle de storytelling, eh bien, on va retourner sur la côte ouest, puisqu'on va faire des petits allers-retours côte est, côte ouest, avec Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, qui après avoir fait sensation avec son premier album, produit évidemment par Dr. Dre, c'était Doggy Style, sorti en 93, sort un EP titré Murder West the Case. Murder West the Case, c'est aussi le nom d'un morceau de cet album Doggy Style. C'était le récit d'un gangster qui meurt et qui se retrouve dans une espèce de gangster paradise. Le texte est assez sophistiqué, la production est évidemment signée Dr. Dre, mais pas seulement. Il y a aussi Daz qui collabore à l'histoire, Daz Dillinger du Dog Pound qui est invité à rapper sur ce morceau. Murder West the Case, c'est Snoop Dogg et c'est Daz Dillinger.
Motherfucker. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. You're a dead motherfucker now.
As I look up at the sky, my mind starts dripping, a tear drops my eye. My body temperature falls. I'm shaking and they breaking, trying to save the dough. Pumping on my chest and I'm screaming. I stop breathing, damn, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder can you save me? I can't die, my boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for praying. Hold up, her voice spoke to me and it slowly started saying,
bring your lifestyle to me, I make it better.
How long will I live?
Eternal life and forever.
Who will I be, the G that I want?
I make your life better than you can imagine or even dream of. So relax your soul, let me take control. Close your eyes, my son.
My eyes are closed.
What the case that they gave me? Murder, what the case that they gave me?
I'm fresh up off my coma. I got my mama and my daddy and my homies in my corner.
It's gonna take a miracle, let's say, for me to walk again and talk again. But anyway, I get fronted some keys to get back on my feet. And everything that nigga said came to reality. Living like a baller, low, having money and blowing hella chronic smoke. I bought my mama a Benz and bought my boo boo a Jag. And now I'm rolling in a 9 Triz AL Dog Brad.
Just remember who changed your mind, cause when you start set tripping, that ass is mine.
Indeed, agree, proceed to smoke weed. Never have a want, never have a need. They say I'm greedy, but I still want more, cause my eyes wanna journey some more. Really though,
check it out.
I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord for my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
No more endo, gin and juice. I'm on my way to Chino, rolling on the Great Goose. Shackled from head to toe, 25 with an Izzel with nowhere to gizzo. I know them niggas from the other side recognize my face, cause it's the OG Eagle double GLBC. Mad dogging nigga, cause I don't care. Red jumpsuit with two braids in my hair. Nigga, stare as I enter the center. They send me to a level 3 yard, that's where I stay. Late night I hear toothbrushes scraping on the floor. Niggas getting they shanks, just in case the war pops off. Cause you can't tell what's next. My little homie baby Boo took a pencil in his neck, and he probably won't make it to C-22. I put that on my mama, I'ma ride for you baby Boo.
Murder was the case that they gave me, la rencontre avec le diable de Snoop Dogg sur un beat signé Daz Dillinger et Dr. Dre. C'est la quintessence de la West Coast 90s. C'était en 1993, au moment où Snoop Dogg sortait de l'anonymat après avoir participé à l'album The Chronic, l'album de Dr. Dre qui, rappelons-le, a donné naissance au G-Funk, qui a fait de tellement beaux petits-enfants par la suite. Storytelling, on continue, alors avec cette fois-ci un poids lourd. Alors lui, c'est carrément, on l'appelle Slick Rick, hein, son surnom c'est The Ruler, le commandeur en chef en quelque sorte. Et puis ce New Yorkais donc, qui est en fait né en Angleterre, ce qui lui a d'ailleurs causé quelques problèmes, puisqu'à une époque, il a failli être déporté en Angleterre, où il n'avait jamais vécu pourtant, puisqu'il y est né mais n'y est pas resté, a signé un premier album qui s'appelle The Great Adventures of Slick Rick, qui est un petit peu le maître étalon de ce qu'on appelle le rap qui raconte des histoires. En effet, sur le morceau qui suit, qui s'appelle Indian Girl Love Story, le gars réussit à mélanger le thème de la musique du feuilleton Davy Crockett, c'est Davy Crockett, et raconte une histoire complètement délirante d'une nana qui finit par sortir avec le coursier, et ça se termine avec le gars qui trouve dans le sexe féminin de la fille en question, et bien carrément des morpions avec des tambours indiens qui font runga runga runga. Enfin, c'est du délire total, c'est magnifique, c'est classé X évidemment, mais pour ceux qui ne comprennent pas l'anglais, ça reste un excellent morceau. The Great Adventures of Slick Rick, c'était en 1988, et le morceau c'est tout simplement Indian Girl. Et oui, c'est une histoire d'amour, mais une histoire d'amour un petit peu compliquée, une histoire adulte. Adult Story, Indian Girl, Slick Rick.
Davy Crockett, the wild frontier, yeah, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Well, he's an Indian town, and what spots his eye?
What?
A nice looking Indian, and honey look fly. He had to talk because he just couldn't hack it. She wore some moccasins and plus a tough leather jacket. He tried it over and invented a line. He said, excuse me, do you happen to have the time? All was on his mind was sex, sex, sex. So she said,
why don't you ask? You got your own time, X.
To poor old Dave, that line was cold-blooded. It seemed like her ego was way overflooded. She started to laugh and then she started to say,
I'm sorry, sometimes I do get carried away. I didn't mean to, like, ill-treat you. My name is Running Rabbit and I'm glad to meet you.
He said, I'm Dave with Crazy Cloud. She said,
oh, you're the one the girls be talking about. Yeah, you must be, because you look like a winner. Come to my house, we'll discuss it over dinner.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Well, he met a father, Big Chief Beretti. He said,
what's for dinner?
Soup and spaghetti. The dinner was rotten and he thought he's gonna cook it. He never would've took it if he known it. He had cooked it. Later on, they was chilling in the bedroom, sitting by the window looking on the moon. Nothing was being said, so he swore she was hot. He said, are you in the mood?
She said,
no, I'm not.
From what he believes and from what he guessed, if a girl says no, he really thinks she means yes. So he started touching her and coming out strong, whispering sweet nothings and singing a song. He said, oh, I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood. Don't mean to be rude, but I'm in the mood for love. And then she said,
oh, Dave, you got my poor back hurting. I want you. First, close the curtains.
He closed the curtains and also the doors. The next thing you know, it was off with those drawers.
Take it easy, baby.
He was playing with the titties, they were soft, not lumpy. Uh-huh. And then he cracked the legs like Humpty Dumpty. He's fucking, sucking, also finger popping. He had no intention of stopping. Crazy fun, he did not want to leave. His head was between the tits and he could barely breathe. He had to toss, turn, turn, toss. Meanwhile, he was riding her with crazy force. She was burning hot. She said, he said,
are you talking sense or what?
I guess she didn't realize what she started. Next thing you know, she was acting retarded. She said to him strangely and kinda merry,
stop now, or I'll be unordinary.
He didn't take the warning. He rode it till the morning. He rode that ass till the pussy started yawning. He said, what? Wait, his dick went weak. He said, Dave, pussies ain't supposed to speak. He took off his clothes, he wanted to leave this place. But first he wanted to see the vagina face to face. Uh-huh. He opened it up with his bare two thumbs. He seen crabs with spears and Indian drums. He's going,
hey y'all, 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 hey y'all.
Ce type est complètement dingue et ça fait du bien. Slick Rick qui termine son délire Indian Girl Adult Story avec des cris de guerre. Hungar, 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 hungar.
Move. 23h minuit. Sélection rap.
Olivier Cachin.
Et toujours dans le storytelling, les histoires. Alors l'histoire qui suit est un petit peu moins rigolote que celle de Slick Rick. C'est Talking to My Diary de Dr. Dre. Alors Dr. Dre qui, comme vous le savez, après nous avoir fait poireauter pendant 10 ans pour un album qui n'est jamais sorti, qui devait s'appeler Detox, a finalement annulé cet album et l'a remplacé par Compton, un album sorti l'année précédente, un album, enfin fin 2015 plus précisément, un album assez solide, pas toujours facile d'accès, un petit peu moins groovy évidemment que le Doggy Style qu'il a produit pour de Snoop Dogg, ou que The Chronic ou 2001, mais un album quand même consistant où il y a des invités sur tous les morceaux sauf un. Sauf un, c'est le dernier. Le dernier, c'est Talking to My Diary, un morceau qui raconte un épisode douloureux de la vie de Dr. Dre, la mort de son frère, mort du frère que l'on voit dans le film Straight Outta Compton, qui, je vous le rappelle, raconte l'histoire de N.W.A., les Niggas With Attitude, le groupe où ont commencé Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, et évidemment, Yella aussi. Ce morceau, donc, c'est Talking to My Diary, c'est le morceau qui termine Compton, c'est Dr. Dre, et cette fois-ci, ça n'est pas pour parler de G-Funk ou de choses rigolotes. Gros morceau, Dr. Dre, Talking to My Diary.
I just need y'all to bear with me for a minute while I talk about the pages of my diary. Yeah, listen up. I remember when I got started, my intention was to win. But a lot of shit changed since then. Some old friends became enemies in the quest to victory. But I made a vow, never let this shit get to me. I let it pass, so I consider that part of my history. And I'm strong, financially, physically, mentally, I'm on a whole nother level. And don't forget that I came from the ghetto. So a new house for my moms, that's special. I let you go and shop until your feet get tired. In a new Benz just for you to ride in. When I didn't have it, you provided. Don't be surprised that I built an enterprise. And my house got a view of the city like a high rise. I'm just talking to my diary. I'm just talking to my diary. When I open up my book, I think about the world later. No ink in the pen, no lines on the paper. I'm just talking to my diary. I'm just talking to my diary. Sometimes when I got a lot of shit on my mind, I'm just staring at the sky. You probably thinking I'm high. I'm just talking to my diary. I'm just talking to my diary.
Now puff, past that, a nigga having flashbacks.
I remember how it used to be.
Now my money like NASDAQ, my checks you can cash back.
I used to be a starving artist, so I would never starve an artist. This is my passion, it's where my heart is. It gets the hardest when I think about the dearly departed. Like the nigga I started with, I know Easy can see me now, looking down through the clouds. And regardless, I know my nigga's still proud. It's been a while since we spoke, but you still my folks. We used to sit back, laugh and joke. Now I remember when we used to do all-nighters. You in the booth and Cube in the corner writing. Where Ren at? Shout out to my nigga Yella. Damn, I missed that. Shit.
shit. A nigga having flashbacks.
When I open up my book, I think about the world later. No ink in the pen, no lines on the paper.
I'm just talking to my diary. I'm just talking to my diary.
Sometimes when I got a lot of shit on my mind, I'm just staring at the sky. You probably thinking I'm high.
I'm just talking to my diary. I'm just talking to my diary.
Trompette pleure sur fond de violon samplé par Dr. Dre sur l'instrumental G-Funk tragique de ce morceau titré Talking to My Diary, qui évoque la mort de Easy, qui doit le regarder de là-haut. Bah, supposer donc que Easy soit au paradis et puis son frère décédé. Beaucoup de choses dont parle Dr. Dre, enfin il n'en parle pas directement à nous, il en parle à son journal intime, puisque le morceau c'était Talking to My Diary, extrait de l'album Compton, sorti fin 2015, un album qui a suivi la sortie du biopic Straight Out of Compton, qui racontait l'histoire incroyable des Niggers With Attitude, NWA, groupe donc fondé à l'origine par Easy, et puis aussi Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Yella, et MC Ren, n'oublions pas MC Ren qui était aussi un rappeur dans le groupe. On continue dans ce spécial storytelling avec un groupe qui a révolutionné le rap dans les années 90, c'était évidemment Eric B. Rakim, enfin... Il a révolutionné plus exactement en 87 avec l'album Paid in Full, un album qui marque une nouvelle étape dans le rap new-yorkais, avec un ton menaçant, un tempo ralenti, des samples de James Brown et la voix tellement prégnante de Rakim qui était le MC, même si au début on disait Eric B. Rakim car c'était un duo. Celui qui est resté, c'est Rakim. Eric B. a un petit peu disparu dans les oubliettes de l'histoire du hip-hop. Le morceau qui suit, c'est Let the Rhythm Hit 'Em, extrait du troisième album titré Let the Rhythm Hit 'Em, avec un clip absolument incroyable. Vous pouvez aller le voir sur YouTube, avec un nain, du crack, une crack house, complètement, une ambiance complètement déjantée et assez malsaine, et une histoire racontée avec le talent dont c'est le talent qu'a tout simplement Rakim. Let the Rhythm Hit 'Em, c'est Eric B sur le cut et c'est Rakim à la voix. En 1990, le rap new-yorkais n'a jamais été meilleur que ça.
Let the rhythm hit 'em. On the arsenal, I got artillery, lyrics and ammo, rhymes and rhythm, then I'ma give 'em piano. Bring a bulletproof vest, nothing to ricochet. Ready aim at the brain and what the trigger say. Tempo's trifle, felt like a rifle. Massage and melodies might go right through simultaneously, like a Uzi, nothing can bruise me. Lyrics let up when ladies say don't lose me. So reload quickly, and you better hit me. While I'm letting this BB get with me. You're stepping with 007, better make it snappy. No time to do your hair, baby. Brothers busting at me, beats and bullets pass me, not on target. They want the hard hit, but watch the guard get. Quick up the tongue is the trigger, cause I'm real fast. Let on some rhythm, madam. Let them feel the blast, penetrate at a crazy rate. This ain't a 38, hit them at point blank range and watch them radiate. Running out of ammunition, I'm done with them. You ask me how I did them, I let the rhythm hit them. I'm pushing power that's punishing.
mission, prepare to be a prisoner. The hitman is the lover with charisma. Showing you that I have powerful paragraphs. Followers become leaders, but without a path, you're mentally paralyzed. Quick with your third eye, bombs to blur, then it occurred that you heard. I reduce the friction with crucifixion, let loose the mixing, boost the piston, every kid on with some of that. Cut like a lumberjack, and me getting hit back, it won't be none of that. I'm untouchable. You see me in 3D when I let the rhythm hit another MC. Lyrics made of lead into your head, then eruption of a mass production to spread when music is louder, full of gunpowder, microphone machinery. When I see a crowd of party people bumping their fists like this, you're hiding the back thinking that I might miss, but the R is accurate. Plus I'm packed with educated punchlines that I have to hit. Whatever I aim at, I line them up. Your body is weird, feel a pain. That time is up. You've been hit with something different, isn't it? Rock him is gonna radiate. Nothing's equivalent. Nothing can harm me. Why try and bomb me? You couldn't around with Rob with an army. You can wreck by the architect, so respect him. I disconnect him soon as I inject him with radiation. Put him by the basement. Bust his chest open, bash his face, and let it split him. Since he brought his main man with him, he asked me I did him. I let the rhythm hit him. Let it hit him. Dance floor is dangerous, packed in like a briefcase. Rhythm for real rough, rhyme beats with deep bass. Girls with tight pants, maybe they might dance tonight. If the R's on the mic, it's a slight chance. The crowd is crucial, MC's grounds are neutral. Now that you're here, let me introduce you. Get ready, I'm hard to read like graffiti, but steady. Signs I drop is real heavy, radiant energy. That'll be the penalty, just the third rail on the pain and remedy. The prescription's one every hour, now it's a habit. You need another hit from the freestyle fanatic. Attention, follow directions, real close, keep out of reach. Children, beware of overdose, too many milligrams. The one made an iller jam, my rhymes is the rhythm. My thoughts and kill a man, ideas full of air to fear. Might split him, he'll never forget him. He'll rest in peace with him. At least when he left, he'll know one hit him. The last breath of the words of death was the rhythm. Now throw your hands in the air and yell go. Rock him or do the rest of this slow. If I speed, they know they'll blow the hell up. If I slow up, the ketchup, hell no. Wicked as I kicked it, no need to remix it, cause I prefixed it. Reverse the switch to perform the perfection. Section for section, rhymes keep connecting. You're guessing what's next, then blood pressure rises, you damn near lost it. Hit the ground burning and woke up frostbit. Cause when I explain, you can't complain for pain. Travel through the brain, hit a vein, then remain. Let it radiate, vibes to vibrate. Why did you violate? Now I'ma have to let the style break. Bones, now the tone is ingrown. After this gets thrown, give me another microphone. Before I get that fee-fee, I'll net. Whisper, I wanna reach her intellect. Kiss her, cause I wanna give her the most respect. So I shine and let my light reflect. Hold her, mold her, make her feel older. Lay her on my shoulder, everything I told her. Makes her feel secure whenever I'm with her. And you know how I did her, me and the rhythm hit her.
On ne se lasse pas de ce break meurtrier. Let the rhythm hit 'em. C'était Eric B. et Rakim. Eric B. et Rakim qui ont révolutionné le rap game en 1986 avec Pain in Full et qui continuent leur massacre lyrical en 1990 avec ce Let the rhythm hit 'em.
23h minuit. Sélection rap.
Olivier Cachin.
Spécial storytelling, et là on passe aux choses très très sérieuses. En effet, nous sommes en 1991. NWA vient de, non pas de splitter, mais de perdre son élément dangereux, Ice Cube. Ice Cube qui est parti suite à des différends créatifs et financiers, surtout avec le manager Jerry Heller. Jerry Heller qui est mort l'année dernière, rappelons-le. Jerry Heller qui était le juif cinquantenaire qui s'est occupé, enfin presque cinquantenaire à l'époque, qui s'est occupé de NWA et qui les a portés sur les fonds baptismaux des hit parades. qui, du point de vue d'Ice Cube, ne rendait pas justice et ne rendait surtout pas l'argent à N.W.A. Donc, l'histoire est la suivante. N.W.A. continue à sortir des disques. Le deuxième album de N.W.A., c'est Effil for Zagin, Niggas for Life, sorti en 91. Et il se trouve que, alors que Ice Cube avait pris soin dans ses albums solo, enfin, il y avait eu America's Most Wanted et Kill at Will, de ne pas parler de ses anciens compères de N.W.A. et donc de ne pas en dire de mal, voilà que sur Effil for Zagin, eh bien, les rappeurs, donc Dre, MC Ren, Easy, disent du mal de Ice Cube, traitent donc le tome, disent que vraiment, voilà, bon, des choses pas très sympas. Et là-dessus, évidemment, comme Ice Cube est un peu un sanguin, il va répondre, et répondre avec une violence insoupçonnée, en effet, sur son album Death Certificate, qui est un album déjà assez, ballsy, comme disent les Anglais, un album plein de trucs assez violents. Il sort No Vaseline, un morceau tellement violent et tellement puissant qu'il va même être interdit en Angleterre sur les pressages anglais de l'album. Il sera réintégré des années plus tard. En effet, des phrases comme « How can you tell How can you tell a nigger what to do when you're a white Jew ?» Enfin bon, des trucs à la limite de l'antisémitisme qui sont surtout, en fait, comme il l'a expliqué, destinés non pas aux sémites ou aux juifs, mais spécifiquement à Jerry Heller, avec qui Ice Cube avait un gros bif. Donc, on va pas vous expliquer tout le texte. Écoutez, allez voir sur le site Rap Genius pour avoir l'explication des paroles. En tout cas, No Vaseline, c'est Ice Cube. Mais alors, Ice Cube vénère, mais tellement vénère que là, c'est vraiment, c'est plus possible. Donc là, le morceau, c'était en fait à nouveau Ice Cube, mais It Was a Good Day. Mais voilà que George, tel un Superman de la technique, nous sort le bon morceau, No Vaseline, Ice Cube.
God damn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just went soft. First you was down with the AK, and now I see you on a video with Mitchell A, looking like straight bozos. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo and kept on stomping. When y'all motherfuckers moved straight out of Compton, living with the whites, one big house and not another nigga in sight. I started off with too much cargo, drop four niggas, now I'm making all the dough. White man just ruling, the niggas with attitudes, who you fooling? Y'all niggas just phony. I put that on my mama and my dead homies. Yellow boys on your team, so you're losing. Hey, yo, Dre, stick to producing. Calling me on a book, you Benedict. Easy E saw your ass and went in it quick. You got jealous when I got my own company. But I'm a man, and ain't nobody helping me. Trying to sound like American Most. You can yell all day, but you don't come close. Cause you know I'm the one that flow. You done ran 100 miles, but you still got one to go. With the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-B, and y'all disgrace to CPT. Cause you're getting fucked out your green by a white boy with no Vaseline. MC Ren shit, tried to tell you a year ago, but Willie D told me to let a hoe be a hoe, so I couldn't stop you from getting dead. Now let's play Big Bank, take Little Bank. Tried to diss Ice Cube, it wasn't worth it cause the broomstick fits your ass so perfect. Cut my hair, now cut them balls, cause I heard you like giving up the draws. Gang bang by your manager, fella, get money out your ass like a motherfucking ready teller. Giving up the dollar bills, now they got the villain with a purse and high heels. So don't believe what Ren, cause he's going out like Tooth the Kid Tape. But I got a whip for you, Toby. Used to be my homie, now you act like you don't know me. It's a case of divide and conquer, cause you let a Jew break up my crew. House nigga got a running high, yelling Compton, but you moved to Riverside. So don't front MC Ren, cause I remember when you drove a B210, broke as a motherfucking joke. Let you on the scene to back up the first team. It ain't my fault, one nigga got smart and they ripping your asshole apart by taking your grin. Oh yeah, the villain does get fucked with no Vaseline. I never have dinner with the president. I never have dinner with the president. I never have dinner with the president. And when I see your ass again, I'll be hesitant. Now I think you a snitch. Throw a house nigga in a ditch, half pipe bitch, fucking your homeboys, you little maggot. Easy E turn faggot with your manager, fella. Fucking MC Ren, Dr. Dre, and yeah. But if they were smart as me, Easy E'll be hanging from a tree with no Vaseline.
just a match and a little bit of gasoline. Light him up, burn him up, flame on, so that Jericho is gone. On a permanent vacation, off the massive plantation. Heard you both got the same bank account, dumb nigga, what you thinking about? Get rid of that devil real simple, put a bullet in his temple. Cause you can't beat a nigga for life, crew, with a white dude telling you what to do. Pulling wolves with your scam. Now I gotta play the silence of the lamb, with a mission who's a punk too. Trying to fuck me, but I'd rather fuck you. Eric Mike, punk, always into something. Getting fucked at night by Mr. Shitpacker. Bend over for the goddamn cracker, no Vaseline.
Wow, 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 so much hostility. Alors pour vous traduire quelques-unes des lignes de ce morceau, hein, la bite d'Easy, à l'odeur de la merde de MC Ren, et puis aussi cette fameuse phrase, couper mes cheveux, non, c'est tes couilles que je vais couper. En fait, c'est la réponse de Ice Cube à une insulte de MC Ren sur un morceau de NWA qui disait, hey, négro, quand on va voir ton cul débarquer, on va te couper les cheveux. En fait, pour information, Ice Cube s'était effectivement rasé le crâne après avoir quitté NWA, car en effet, le style capillaire de NWA qu'a gardé Easy presque jusqu'à la fin, c'était les Jerry Curls, ses cheveux défrisés et un petit peu gras et longs, qui étaient l'apanage des gangstas de Compton à l'époque. Voilà, c'était donc No Vaseline, morceau qui a été interdit pendant des années et qui a enfin finalement retrouvé sa place dans l'album Death Certificate, le deuxième album solo de Ice Cube sorti en 1991. Et puisqu'on parle du Sud et qu'on parle de glace, de Ice Cube à Ice-T, il n'y a qu'un pas, et ce pas il est franchi avec Freedom of Speech. C'était le troisième album de Ice-T, Ice-T dont le surnom était The Iceberg, Ice-T qui trône au verso de la pochette fièrement avec un téléphone portable qui doit peser 2,5 kg. Je vous rappelle qu'on est en 1991, et donc voilà, c'est un morceau, enfin 89 plus exactement, c'est un morceau qui parle de la liberté d'expression et surtout des limites de la liberté d'expression quand il s'agit du rap. Freedom of Speech, Ice Motherfucking T.
Freedom of speech, that's some motherfucking bullshit. You say the wrong thing, they lock your ass up quick. The FCC says profanity, no airplay. They can suck my dick while I take a shit all day. Think I give a fuck about some silly bitch named Gore. Your PMRC, here we go, roar. Yo, tip, what's the matter? You ain't getting no dick, you bitchin' about rock and roll. That's such a shit, dumb bitch. The Constitution say we all got a right to speak. Say what we want, tip, your argument is weak. Censor records, TV, school books too. And who decides what's right to hear you? Hey, PMRC, you stupid fucking assholes. The sticker on the record, it what makes me so gold. Can't you see, you alcoholic idiots, the more you try to suppress us, the larger we get. Freedom of speech! Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech! Yeah, just watch what you say. Freedom of speech! Yeah, boy, just watch what you say. You have the right to remain silent. Fuck that right. I want the right to talk, I want the right to speak, I want the right to walk where I wanna, yell and I'm gonna, tell and rebel every time I'm on a microphone on the stage, cold illin', the knowledge I drop will be heard by millions, we ain't the problems, we ain't the villains, it's the suckers depriving the truth from our children, you can't hide the fact, Jack is violence in the streets every day, any fool can recognize that, but you try to lie and lie and say America's some motherfucking apple pie. Yo, you gotta be high to believe that you're gonna change the world by a sticker on a record sleeve. Cause once you take away my right to speak, everybody in the world's up shit creek. Freedom of speech! Yeah, just watch what you say. Freedom of speech! Yeah, boy, just watch what you say. Freedom of speech! Ha ha, you better watch what you say.
Explicit lyrics. Explicit lyrics.
Let me tell you about down south. Real motherfucker might as well not even have a mouth. Columbus, Georgia said they'd lock me up if I got on the stage of my show and said fuck. So I thought for a minute and said no, I wasn't even gonna do a damn show. Cause for me to change my words for my rhymes was never gonna happen cause there's no sellouts on mine. But I'm about to get those motherfuckers one day. They even arrested Bobby Brown and Cool J. Yo, they got this coming cause I'm mad and I'm gunning, homeboys, and there's no running. I'm gonna tell you how I feel about you. No bull, no lies, no slack, just straight fact. Columbus, Georgia, you can suck my dick. You ain't nothing but a piece of fucking shit on the damn map.
Freedom of speech!
Yeah,
Freedom of speech, just watch what you say. La liberté d'expression, mais fais gaffe à ce que tu dis. C'est l'avertissement de Ice-T dans Freedom of Speech, extrait de l'album The Iceberg. Freedom of speech, just watch what you say. Et on enchaîne avec du très 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 lourd. Très lourd évidemment, puisque l'intro c'est carrément signé par Mike Tyson, alias le bulldozer du ring, le boxeur le plus spectaculaire des années 90. Alors on vous resitue un petit peu le contexte. On est en 1998, Canibus est le rappeur qui monte. Il est même invité par LL Cool J, qui à l'époque était quand même une célébrité du rap, même si depuis il est plutôt devenu acteur de séries télé. Et donc il invite Canibus sur un morceau, mais voilà que Canibus semble trop bon pour LL Cool J, qui va du coup refaire sa partie pour toller Canibus. Donc c'est un beef, c'est une embrouille entre Canibus et LL Cool J, et la réponse de Canibus va être terrible. C'est Second Round Knockout sur un instrumental de Wyclef Jean, avec une intro avec le fameux cheveu sur la langue qui le caractérise de Mike Tyson. Écoutez la voix de Mike Tyson suivie de celle plus rimée, celle-là de Canibus. Second Round Knockout, 1998, Canibus, aidé de Mr. Mike Tyson.
Yo, Cannabis, man, what's up, man? I caught you on that cut with Wyclef, man. You were booming, but I caught these foul, slouch-ass niggas, you know me, talking foul about you the other night on the corner of the boulevard, man. I wasn't with that, but I ain't know you well enough to defend you, though, right? But you seem like you got true game. But peep game, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. You know what I mean? But they can't hurt us, man. We gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle yourself, man. You don't got nobody out there with you. I got to show you, man. Get up in here. Move that head, man. Come on to me, man. But when you come, man, you gotta come for blood, man. Come up to me, man. Come on, bust that nigga hole, man. The niggas talking that shit about you. Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the Cannabis Man over here. Yo, Cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat MCs for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle
yourself.
I'ma
let the world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme, then you lay your vocals at the mine. That's a bitch move, something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I studied your background, read the book that you wrote, researched your footnotes about how you used to sniff coke, fronting like a drug-free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches that see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body cause it sells, plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got scales. Mad at me cause I kick that shit real, niggas fail. Why 99% of your fans wear high heels? From Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z, now you wanna fuck with me? You must be crazy. You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start, nigga.
You just hold it right there. We got a legal ball, the fighter, the trunks. If I see one more,
harder than that, man. You don't want no bitch ass niggas hanging out with me, man. We're warriors, man. When we go into battle, we come out or don't come out at all.
Better give me the respect that I deserve, or I'ma take it by force, blast you with a 45 call, make you somersault, shock you with a couple hundred thousand ball thunderbolts. Before you wanted a war, now you wanna talk. It's about who strikes the hardest, not who strikes first. That's why I laugh when I hear that whack ass verse. That shit was the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life, cause the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. God bless his soul, rest in peace, kid. It's because of him, now at least I know what beef is. It's not what I would call this. See, this is something different, a faggot nigga trying to make a living off of dissing. Somebody that he gotta know is better than him, but he feeling himself cause he got more cheddar than him. Well, let me tell you something, you might got more cash than me, but you ain't got the skills to eat a nigga's ass like me. And if you really wanna show off, we could get it on live in front of the cameras on your own sitcom. I let you kick a verse, fuck it, I let you kick them all. I'll even wait for the studio audience to applaud. Now watch me rip the tap from your arm, kick you in the groin, stick you for your Vanguard award in front of your mom. Your first, second, and third born, make your wife get on the horn, call Minister Farrakhan, so he can persuade me to squash it. I say, nah, he started it. He forgot what a hardcore artist is. A hardcore artist is a dangerous man, such as myself, trained to run 20 miles of soft sand, on or off land, programmed to kick hundreds of balls off land from a lost and forgotten land. You done did it, man. You done spit it, some wax shit it, and probably thought that because it's been a minute, I forget it. Fuck that, cause like Common and Cube, I see the bitch in you, and I'ma make the world see you too, motherfucker.
Et oui, Canibus fâché contre LL Cool J avec ses tripes magnifiques. The greatest rapper of all times died on March 9. Et le plus grand rappeur du monde, c'est bien sûr Notorious B.I.G. Rest in peace.
Jusqu'à minuit. Sélection rap
avec Olivier Cachin.
Spécial storytelling et là un morceau qui nous ramène encore aux années 90 naissantes. C'est A Tribe Called Quest. Le morceau s'appelle Can I Kick It. Le sample, on le sait pour ceux qui connaissent l'histoire, c'est Walk on the White Side de Lou Reed. Ça a d'ailleurs coûté très cher à Tribe Called Quest qui a dû donner tous les bénéfices de ce morceau, même d'une partie de l'album, à Lou Reed, car le sample n'était pas déclaré. Et surtout une formule extraordinaire, une formule, comment dire, qui est restée dans l'histoire puisqu'elle est devenue le slogan de celui qui fut président pendant deux mandats, Mr. Barack Obama, qu'on a regretté dès la seconde où on a appris que Donald Trump était élu. Can I kick it? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Et on peut toujours. Can I kick it? Tribe Called Quest avec Q-Tip on the mic.
Can I kick it? Kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove. Behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Ah là là, magnifique performance de Q-Tip, Five Dog, Ali Shahid Muhammad, à savoir Tribe Called Quest. Tribe Called Quest sur son premier album, celui qui compte I Left My Wallet in El Segundo, et ce morceau Can I Kick It avec le slogan Yes We Can, devenu le slogan de campagne de Barack Obama, 44e président des États-Unis. On oubliera le 45e, et on se dit bientôt, on se dit pas bientôt, tout de suite au revoir, puisque c'est le générique de fin, le magnifique générique de Cannibal Holocaust, signé Riz Ortolani, de mes musiques de films préférées, samplée par le Club des Losers et Fouzati dans De l'amour à la haine. Mais ceci est une autre histoire. Merci à Jord derrière la, porte, la vitre blindée, à la technique. On se retrouve la semaine prochaine pour une nouvelle sélection rap. D'ici là, portez-vous bien. Le groove continue sur Move. La sélection rap vous aime. A plus, salut.
Attention, événement. Des Battle Moves, une nouvelle étape commence. Direction le studio 104 de la Maison de la Radio, samedi 25 mars, dès 18h. Les candidats sélectionnés à des battles vont défendre leurs idées, leurs opinions et affronter le jury pour gagner leur place dans le débat présidentiel. Viens les soutenir. Viens assister à des battles, une soirée animée par Témis et Alex Nassar. Débat, performance, humour, DJ en live et invité surprise, on n'attend plus que toi. Move. Alors inscris-toi gratuitement sur le site de Radio France et assiste à des battles. Samedi 25 mars, c'est en live que ça se passe. Un événement à suivre aussi en direct sur Facebook Live et sur Move.fr.
Vous êtes connecté sur Move.
À Grenoble sur 95.5.
Sur internet,
Move.fr.
Move. Move. Hip-hop, never stop.